So I got up early, and then I don't think I've told all of you this. I'm going to go ahead and tell you guys. I don't think I've even announced it on the podcast, so you guys will be the first to know. I signed up to do a half marathon. I have not done one in forever. It's been a couple years at least. I don't know if you guys, a lot of you probably don't know or don't remember, but I've run damn near 60 of them. So when I lost weight, if y'all don't know, I fell in love with exercise. Like when I got off the couch, the first thing that I did was I started thinking about what was I willing to do to lose weight. And one of the things that was like an easy level up for me was I had this dream of always wanting to be athletic like my brother was. And my brother-in-law was an Ironman athlete. And Chris played racquetball. I was fascinated with the idea of like I want to lose weight because I want to be one of those people that like exercises and loves it. And I'd never played sports. I don't even know why this was a dream of mine because I literally had zero experience. It was not like I had used to be an athlete or something, and for some reason was wanting that style back. It was like I would like to burn down the person I am and rebuild herself as an athlete. And I'm going to start with 250 plus pounds. So I decided to start running. And I've always been a runner who I have been in the past a slow runner. I'm refusing to call myself a slow runner anymore. I have got to quit like identifying as that person because I want to. I had set one of my goals is I want to run a 5K in under 30 minutes, which to me has just been a dream since I started. And my 5K time is like probably even right now. I think my fastest one recently was like right under 36 minutes. And if you don't know, if you're doing a 5K to get under 30, that's kind of a big leap. Like you really have to work hard for it. So I hired a coach online. He sends me workouts every week and I do his little workouts. And I was talking to my friend Jane. All of you, y'all may not know Jane, but Jane is a tribe member. She's been here forever. She's my best friend. She's the person on Marco Polo every day, that kind of thing. I was like, I just want to run a half marathon so bad. What do you think? Would you do New Orleans with me? And she said yes. And so I've been training. So today I ran. I do. Somebody was talking. Oh yeah, don't do couch to 5K. If you are like seriously, check out Jill Angie's guys. I see you guys over there. Jill Angie's program's better than couch to 5K. Way better. It's not your average runner. Also, if you're gonna do Angie, Angie, she's a tribe member. Go into the Facebook group and tag Jill Angie and just say, hey, we want to know about your 5K. Your like how to run thing, and she'll link everybody up. She has a podcast too, but Jill's awesome. She wrote our 5K, 10K, and half marathon training program that goes along with Don't Stop Believing. So if you're doing that race, guys, it's custom written by Jill for us, and we've used it last year. And we're going to use it again this year. So signups are happening now for that, by the way, just so you guys know. But anyway. So I'm training. I ran for an hour and a half today. So the way that he has me do them so that you guys kind of understand what I'm doing. And like, so this is part of my weekly planning. This week, what I did was I made sure that I looked at the workouts that I had before me and that, because I want those to be like, I'm really prioritizing those right now. Like I want energy for them. I want to feel good with them, all the things. I put that down as my main focus. And in order to have good workouts and be energized and stuff, what kind of foods do I need to eat? What is the best night? If I'm going to drink wine, I had to look at my workouts and be like, all right, this would be a night that the next day is like a walk, or it's, it's usually what he does is he has me either run, use my Peloton, or I do a long walk. And then on those walks, I can lift some weights. So I went through my weekly plan and I made all of those decisions. And like this week, my weekly plan was different than usual because if y'all don't know, the coaches are coming to town. And so MJ Sharifi, who's our brand new coach, Betsy and Kathy are all coming to my house Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And what we're doing is we're finalizing the new no BS. I'm just going to start calling it no BS because it's too hard to say the new in there. And then we are also revamping the website. So we're going through, we're cleaning house, we're making things easier for you guys to find it. We're going to go through all the bonus courses and worksheets and kind of purge stuff. Like get rid of the things that just are a distraction and then enhance and like make it easier to find the stuff that you guys really use. And we're going through all of it. So it's going to be great. So anyway, so we're going to be working for 3 days together. So y'all, everything's going to start looking a little different and feeling different. And it's going to be amazing. Y'all should see the ideas that we've got. We even starting tomorrow, the way we do accountability groups is changing. We're now going to have a link where you guys can fill out a form. And then we have somebody on our team who's going to, we're like, basically it's called a beta test. We're going to start testing how we're going to build out a system for you guys so that we are hooking people up and helping you guys find your accountability partners rather than just doing it as a post in the Facebook group. And it will allow the people who are not in Facebook to have the ability to find partners also so much easier. So working on so many things. If y'all would pee your pants if you knew the shit that we work on so much stuff for you guys for the next like 3 months. I can't even talk about all of it. There's just so many good things to talk about. So my weekly plan, what I did was I made sure that I first, like I highlighted, like if you want to drink and eat the things, this is the day to, like, this is the night to do that. So because what I didn't want was the next day to suffer in my workouts. Guys, you can do the same thing when it comes to, well, I know I don't want to be up on my weigh-in, and I know I don't want to be, my pants fitting tight. I have this big meeting on this day, and I don't want to go into the meeting in a food coma or my pants tight because I ate too much or whatever, like when you're planning your exception meals and stuff. So I went through and prioritized it. And then I was like, all right, I need food from Aunt JJ that not only is going to give me lots of energy this week, but also it's got to feed the masses because I've got 3 coaches at my house. So I want food that's easy to eat, easy to reheat and all that kind of stuff. So Betsy and Kathy, our lunches will be, we are having a mix of, I told Aunt JJ to make beef stew because she's going to put lots of potatoes and carrots and all the things and beef in there and that kind of stuff. And then she's going to make us a spaghetti squash marinara that's going to have like really good protein and some cheese and stuff in it, mushrooms and things like that, so that kind of have some variety. And then I will also have, as y'all know, I adore those Lean Cuisine White Watcher style spinach mushroom pizzas. I had one for breakfast this morning. I am the most boring person that ever lived. Like, Aunt JJ, she orders our ship stuff for us, and she orders them, like there's usually at least 5 in the freezer because Logan and I go through them and she just keeps them on steady rotation. So I eat those and I have those, you know, those things of containers of cut fruit. I always order watermelon. I love watermelon. I can't get enough watermelon. I could eat my ass in watermelon. And so that's kind of my week. So my breakfast this week are a rotation between, she's also making me for breakfast scrambled eggs with mushrooms, peppers, onions. Like she's going to make like a dish with all of that in there. And then I have Ezekiel toast like with it. So I usually have 2 pieces of toast with that. So that's going to be my breakfast this week, is making sure that I'm getting in, you know, like I get up, I do my journaling every day. And I plan my week, guys. If you look at my planner, I have my day planned. Even when the coaches are here, it will say, like I know on tomorrow, I'm getting up at 4:30 in the morning because I have a long bike ride. So I've got a lot of stuff to get done before they even get here to start work. So there's like other work that I have to be involved in. So I'm like, all right, so on Monday, I've got to get up really early. I have to be really fresh. I have to do all the things. And so my day starts early. And during this time is when I will be doing my journaling. I will be doing, like, I do a thought download every day, guys, just like you guys. I thought download. I think about the thoughts that I want to think for the day. I go through the planner questions. I do the things. And then I work out. And then I shower. And then I get started. I will tell you guys, when it comes to, like, a lot of you ask me, how do you get so much stuff done and whatnot? It is not because I'm busy. It really isn't. It's because I'm not dramatic about it. Like last week, we had so many different things going on. And this one day I woke up and like there was like several times a day, I just cried. Like I literally just cried. And I was like, all right, this is good. Because if you're crying, it must mean that you're thinking about things in a way. There's some sentence running around in your head right now that's creating this feeling. So I'm going to cry and I'm going to be okay with that. But I'm also going to use it as my warning signal that it's time to dig into what's going on. And I just told myself, like, everything's going to get done. Like, I can sit here and, like, say it's not, and then it ends up getting done. Because I'm just going to tell you, I'm not somebody, like, most of us, like, we always get what has to get done, done. Like, I rarely meet anybody who's like, I totally missed all of it. Like, I sat around in so much overwhelm that I dropped the ball on all the things. What most of us do is we sit around in overwhelm until we have to get it done in a really short amount of time. And the things that never really mattered that we had added to our plate, we're forced to take them off the plate when we should have been saying no to begin with. And then the things that really need to be on the plate, we just get those done. That's kind of the long way of getting to the point of just saying, like, sometimes we need to say no to things. And this is what's hard. It's like when that happens, rather than beating yourself up that you couldn't do all the things, you'd be like, I probably need to be one of those people that just feels some shame and embarrassment and disappointment that I'm going to have to tell someone no. I need to become that version of me and feel that, because that's what I'm thinking anyway is going to happen. So why don't I just go through that until I learn to say no often enough that I don't have to choose those feelings anymore. I actually can then work on my feelings. But probably phase one is just being the kind of person that gets really upset on the inside that someone might be upset with me. That's usually the first step into becoming the kind of person who can start saying yes to the right things and no to the right things. So that's what I do. Like, I spent the day crying and forcing myself to work and all kinds of stuff. And I used it as an indicator to like gut check on where my head was at around my stuff I had to get done. I also told myself it was like I was really wanting to shit out on some workouts. And I just said, no. Like, at some point, we just have to decide. We are the kind of person who's like, I'm going to lose weight. And I also am going to be the kind of person who lose weight and no one suffers, including myself, rather than being like, well, everybody's going to have to take a back seat because mom's going to lose weight. It's like, no, it's just like with me and like running this business for you guys. It's like, I'm not going to become the kind of person, like, my goal is to be the kind of person who not only grows this tribe, because every woman deserves to be in this tribe who wants in it. But I'm also going to be the kind of person who grows the tribe and shows all of you how the fuck we get it done without having to eat through it, stop exercising through it. Like, I don't have to sacrifice who I am to be an example to other people of something amazing. It's like, nowhere is that a rule unless you decide it's a rule that I can't be who I want to be in order to do these things. Or I can't be the kind of mother I want to be if I want to lose weight. Or I can't, whatever story you tell yourself. So I've been doing some really big, like, just thinking on that this week about what are my non-negotiables. And so this week's plan really reflects me thinking about non-negotiables. My exercise is like, I am going to be the kind of person that showed you guys, you can still get up every morning and exercise and have a full fucking day. You can be the kind of person who exercises. You can be the kind of person who doesn't even get a break for the day and end the day feeling exhausted and feeling like it was too much and too hard and not need to drink through it. We don't have, like, there's nothing wrong with sometimes at the end of the day just being like, I'm so overwhelmed and I'm so upset and I'm so all the things. It's like, good. Be in that and just be like, and it's all because of how I'm thinking. I don't even have to change how I'm thinking. I'm just the kind of person who's going to let myself be in this state rather than eat through it. I don't need it to end. because I know it's just how I'm thinking and feeling. So I don't have to escape from it anymore. That's what I really, really want for you guys. Like, I want to be the kind of, I know this sounds crazy. I want to be the person that can demonstrate that we can be in emotional pain and it not be that big of a deal. I don't want to be the kind of person who demonstrates everything's rainbows and daisies and everything is like soft and cuddly and we're just going to change our thoughts to feel better and all this other stuff. Like, I'm all about changing some thoughts to feel better when you're shaming yourself and when you're beating yourself up and stuff. Do you know, sometimes my days are very full. They are scheduled like you guys, nonstop. And at the end of the day, guess what? My kid wants to talk to me. My husband wants to have sex too. The cat wants attention right when I'm eating dinner. And those are the days where I am like, I don't get a break. And I want to feel tired. And I'm like, I'm okay with it not being like, this is one of those days where it's just not amazing. I don't have to eat through it. I don't need to drink. And I don't need to like shame myself because I don't ever get a break or anything. I can just be like, yeah, it was a hard day. And it's okay to sometimes think that the day was hard and that, like, it's okay to every now and then feel like, you know, everybody needed something from you. There are legit days where I'm just like, you know what? It's the truth. Everybody needed something from me and it's okay. I can handle it. I'm not going to need to eat because of it. We don't always need to be like, no, it's not that everybody needs it. It's like, you're the kind of person who always gives. It's like, you know what? I'm the kind of person who will, like, everybody will want something and I will be the decision maker and I will do all the things. I'm also the kind of person that will go to bed pissed about it sometimes. And then the next day I will rally. But you know, sometimes I want to go to bed pissed and I don't want to have sex. Just saying. All right. Does anybody have any questions about planning before I get into, there's one that came in before we get into coaching. I've got several people with your hand raised. Hey guys, just double check your phones real quick. I've got Gina, RJ, and SON, and Victoria all with hands raised. Please make sure you're not butt dialing me so that I don't bring you on and you're like, not me. If I am ready for a new planner, should I wait until the no BS? The planner's not changing at all, guys. Go ahead and order your planners. If you want a new planner, go ahead and get your planner. The no BS workbook is now retired. So we're not ordering those anymore. There will not be a no BS workbook with the new version of no BS. All of the worksheets that we're going to include will be on the lesson page itself. So if you want that worksheet, you will go to the lesson page of which it's included. And then we will also have basically a version where we take all the worksheets and we do put them together. So if you're like, I'm going to do every worksheet, just saying, then you can just click in one place and you can download all of them. But the difference will be is like in our past workbooks where there was like typing, like where I like wrote some stuff, we're not going to do that this time. We're going to let the lessons themselves be standalone so you guys can just take your own notes and stuff like that. If you have any other questions, make sure they're going over into Q&A because I do not check the chat, but Kathy and Betsy are over there. And if you will make sure you have all panelists and attendees turned on, guys, in the chat, that will help. I don't know how to follow my plan without feeling like you're not the boss of me. How can I think differently about it? Debbie, you are the boss of you. What are you talking about? Why do you want to not think you're not the boss of me? Like, I want you to think about this. I would like to think something other than you're not the boss of me. You need to be thinking, I'm absolutely the boss of me. Who else do you want to be the boss of you? If you're not going to step up for the job, do you want me doing it? I'm going to tell you guys, a lot of you are like, yes, no. No one would want me to come and be the boss of you. I would be making you do a lot of shit that your brain would not be ready for. I mean, your job is to be like, to notice when you say, you're not the boss of me, you need to be like, well, that's some bullshit. Who else is going to do it? That's ridiculous. Like, you need to tell yourself, that's ridiculous. Because you're not, it's like, there's this whole thing about, like, the reason why I'm not eating my plan is this, I'm a rebel. Why don't you be a rebel against the overweight version of you? Like we got to quit saying that when we don't follow our plan, that makes us somehow rebellious. It does not make you rebellious. It makes you weak. That's what it makes you. You're not rebelling against anything. You're not rebelling against the version of you you don't want to be. Like, if we're going to rebel, let's rebel against the version we don't want to be. Does that make sense to you guys? Because, like, I am a total rebel. Like, all of you who are like, I'm a rebel and that's a problem. Like, no, it's not. I guarantee you in all of the, like, every single personality study or test or whatever has ever been given, guess where Corinne falls every single time? Bossy ass bitch category. Whatever that category is, my face is like the founding member. And I have had no problems using that as my skill versus using it as my weakness. Somehow in your brain, you have a belief that that is what's like, because I'm a rebel, that prevents me from losing weight. And it's like, here's my belief system. Because I'm a rebel, I decided to go to bat for the person I want to be. Because that's a lot of, like, think about rebellions. They're always, they always have a strong leader. Someone who decided to go and lead for the lesser person. You need to go fight for the version of you that is dying to come out. If you want to rebel, rebel against the version of you that's keeping you small and weak. Like, I think that when you're a rebel, and it's like, that is your strong suit. That is where you're like, yeah, because I am so determined. Like, here are all the qualities of a rebel. This should totally make me be able to, like, lose weight. Why would I ever believe that these qualities don't? That's the ridiculousness. That's me not being a rebel. That's me being normal like everybody else, thinking that there's a good bullshit excuse about a personality test that says that that's why I can't lose weight. That would be called normal and not a rebel. I'm not sure I understand the verbiage of a realistic plan. What I say I want at 5:45 a.m. for lunch and dinner doesn't sound good when the time comes. I don't eat the same food every day as in oatmeal some days a week, so I'm not sure what I'll be hungry for tomorrow. Your realistic plan it's not for what you'll be hungry for. Your realistic plan is like, based on what I've been experiencing, if I say I'm going to eat this, it should look good enough to where all I got to do is override a little bit of my not want to. The realistic plan is about making sure that when our normal I don't want to bullshit kicks in, that the bar is so low that we don't have to, like, we don't need a javelin to get over it. We literally can step over it. So, for example, what do you typically want for lunch and dinner? Have like three options. Put that on your plan. And then if, let's say you have a cheeseburger and fries on there, and then pizza is option two, and option three is a grilled chicken salad with an order of fries. I'm just giving y'all some examples. If the time comes and it's time to eat and none of those three options sound good, that's where you go to work on, and I don't really care if it sounds good, because bitching and moaning that I can't have a cheeseburger or pizza or a chicken salad with some French fries, that's my bullshit odometer going off over here. This is realistic. So this is where we practice having it, and our want to portion doesn't matter. And the reason why I have you guys do it realistic is because most of us, we have this error in our thinking that our food should be constructed to just be like all our wants. Well, that's true partly, but your food has to also be in line with other wants. Like, I want to feel proud tomorrow. I also want to lose my weight. I also want to overcome overeating. It is more than just what I want in that moment, but we get hung up in what we want in that moment. So we have to start, like, expanding our definition of want it. See, we need to train our brain to want it all, not just this little bit. So the hack to getting to there and a lot of No BS is going to cover some of this stuff, guys. That's why you're hearing about it, is when you use your realistic plan to create like stuff like, okay, this is definitely something that's really good enough. And I know in the moment, my brain might want to eat something else just because it's so used to just running on autopilot and saying like, I don't want that. That doesn't even sound good. Let's go eat this. It should be so realistic that your conscious brain can come in and say, okay, seriously, you planned for ice cream and now you want cookies. It's a no. Like, we're going to have the ice cream and we're probably going to be okay. And we're going to also learn how to, because we also want to be learning how to follow our plan. We also want to be setting ourselves up to be able to lose weight for the long term. Like, you have to get your conscious brain engaged in the conversation rather than just like, well, it doesn't look good. I don't want that. This 24-hour plan sucks. I'm just going to go eat that. That's that habit brain bullshit conversation that now we got to turn our conscious brain on. And when you have very realistic stuff, it's a lot easier for your conscious brain to kind of come in and say, what do you mean like a cheeseburger is not good enough? Like, we want the two brains talking to each other rather than the habit brain being the only one dominating the conversation. Do you recommend doing the No BS again since it's being revamped? And let me just tell you, here's what I recommend. This version, I'd get up on it because when we put the new one out, it's going away. Say goodbye to this version. So I would listen to this version. Like, here's what I wouldn't be doing. Thinking that the next one is somehow, like, I'm going to tell you, the next one is amazing in all the things. But you've got 3 weeks. Like, 3 weeks. I would listen to this version because thousands of women have lost weight on it. I'm just enhancing it. But it's not like, well, this was the old one. It's like, yeah. That old janky that got us this far, I'd probably listen to the fuck out of it because I'm not keeping all that content, guys. At some point, Corinne has to start purging content because if y'all only knew how many videos we have archived, it's hard to even find stuff for us. So we are retiring it. All right, 2 more questions and I'm going to get to the thing. When does the version drop? End of the month. After a binge or overeat, I'm having a hard time finding the middle ground between talking to myself with kindness and calling bullshit on myself. What are some sentences I can tell myself that are being real and true without beating myself up? First of all, no beating yourself up is good. If it feels like you're beating yourself up, if it feels shameful, it's a waste of time. So we just can't even do any of that. Now, you can always look at yourself and say like, all right, this was like, if you're processing how you want to think about an overeat, the easiest way that I have to tell you, the easiest sentence I have is, it's time to figure out what this is telling me. Seriously. There's like no other sentence that's going to help you more than, it's time to figure out what this overeat is trying to tell me. One of the things we are going to talk about in No BS in the new version is how the overeats are the roadmap to where you're getting to. Because what most of you think is the only way you're going to lose your weight is by following your plans. That is not how you're going to lose weight. You're going to lose weight by figuring out how to quit using food to soothe you, comfort you, and do all the things. And that path is not just from following a plan. Your weight loss is going to happen by you figuring out how to unwind all of that, and then following the plans gets easier. So in the beginning, the plan is there to show you all the places that you need to work on. And you just go to work on them one at a time. As you unwind one, I'm gonna tell you guys, the first one's the hardest, and the second one's a little easier, the third one's easier, and then they get to where you notice you're unwinding things, you don't care that they're coming. You're getting so good at unwinding and figuring them out. And then as they pop back up later, you have so much experience in figuring out what to learn and what to change and what to tweak. You don't care. I have overeats all the time. All the time. Somehow, keep my weight off. Somehow, I lost weight doing it. Because I didn't make a big fucking deal out of it, and I didn't judge myself. All right. RJ, you're up. Oh, let me do this. We'll stop the recording, guys. So that was the weekly planning, and then we'll